America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I'm sorry. I want to run.
I raw dogged that dead rabbit today.
Put your big boy pants on. Rop is here.
He did it. He did a lot of dirt.
You rarely have good questions.
You son of a bitch.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Now you've had enough, bitch.
Wake up, bitch. You're my new best friend.
Wild card, bitches!
Hey, it's your window, daddy.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
Just Google largest penis in the world and the dude pops up.
They all suck balls.
We jacked a granny.
We jacked a granny today.
Wow.
Nice work there, Buck. He is filling in for me because I don't have my drop board today.
It's and that's a very important job.
I'm not focused anyway.
Well, it was tough because we were in the middle of a hot Dave Bartu interview.
Yeah.
In the middle of it, Rob's flipping off. We have dueling games because we have two screens. So Rob's watching the Royals. I had the Mets game on. We got a great shot of Rob on YouTube flipping off the Yankee game. I don't know what happened.
That was, what's his name? Jazz Chisholm. That guy. I was flipping him off because he's the guy who said that the Royals got lucky.
Yeah.
And he grounded out. Or no, he struck out, and he was bitching about the call, so I was flipping him off.
So Rob's flipping the bird.
Because he's a little bitch.
The Mets are up by three in the bottom of ninth. Edwin Diaz comes in and immediately walks the first two guys on 10 pitches. And my butthole at that point has a pucker factor of Jesse Winker. It's not good. And so I'm trying to contain it as Dave's talking to us about important stats things. And then Diaz ended up closing it out and had to do a silent ring him up as he struck out. I think it was Schwarber to end the game and end the series and send those greasy bastard Phillies home. Suck it, Philadelphia. Now the Mets are in the DS. Or excuse me, not the DS. The CS. Championship Series. Vincent San Diego or LA, I sense a road trip happening. You right over there?
He's dialed in.
Putting on my war paint.
By the way, the guy that Mahomes was talking S to, that would be Gerrig Dieter.
Yeah, he's a former Chiefs receiver.
Former Chiefs receiver. And,
he's a Yankee fan.
Apparently he's a Yankee bro.
Yes. That guy played receiver for the Chiefs?
Yeah, he went to SMU Bowling Green in Alabama. And then...
yeah, he's sitting up there with Mahomes in his skybox.
They have needed a receiver for so long, and I've never seen that guy.
Well, no, he hasn't played since 2021, and okay. He didn't do a whole lot.
I got to tell you, I love the fact that Mahomes is all behind the Royals. I just think that's cool. I think It's cool when other athletes from other teams in the same city. He's from Texas. Like, yes. Mahomes, I don't think he has ties to the Royals other than just being on the Chiefs.
I wouldn't think so.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I just think it's cool when other star athletes from the city and play on other teams. Mm-hmm. Get behind and genuinely get behind the other local team.
I mean, he is in a Mahomes Kansas City jersey, and he is
Royals jersey.
Or excuse me, Royals jersey.
He's not wearing his football jersey.
No, that would be something.
That would be a little douchey. A
little douchey. He's in a Royals jersey with his name number in, and he was giving Dieter the business. Now, I will say that I looked up old Gerrig Dieter, and he has 2 catches in his career. So. Probably, although he did win a Super Bowl with
him. Yeah, but, dude, what a piggyback. You get into Patrick Mahomes' skybox for the Royals Yankees?
Yeah. Well, obviously they had some sort of connection. He was there for like 3-4 years on the practice squad. And next thing you know, you're in there, except you got to deal with. Are you allowed to talk crap back to Mahomes, or is that one of those you just shut up and take it?
Well,
be
anyway,
happy to be there.
The Yankees and Royals are tied 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth, and I am viscerally nervous at this point. I feel it in my loins.
You feel it deep in your loins.
And I did not hear, I heard some of what Dave said, but not a lot.
Your focus was,
It was elsewhere. Yes. How far up your ass is your head?
Pretty far at this point.
Well, it's not up my ass. It's just, it's on this TV here.
That's kind of up your ass. Yeah. It's the same.
Well, when looking at...
What would you say you do here?
Well, I hosted the interview.
You did.
You guys didn't know.
I think we knew.
Maybe you knew.
I think we knew.
The Ducks report was very glaring.
Yeah, we knew.
That's telling Gabriel whatever.
That is a direct quote from you at the Ducks report. Telling Gabriel whatever.
Any of these guys play for the Ducks?
I don't think so.
I don't think we have any Ducks.
Betcher might eventually,
13th round pick of the Astros.
Yeah. David Peterson was a Duck. You're good.
Yeah,
that's right.
He was a Duck. So it happens.
It does happen, yes.
From time to time. I don't think there's a lot of big Ducks in the... The big Ducks in the big leagues. More Beavs. Some good Beavs out there.
Go blow some Ducks?
Not so much the Duckies.
All right, well, things have stabilized here.
you've ridden through the emotional curve here.
Well, it looks like we're going to head to the final 3 innings tied. Yeah. And it's not my little feetsies are.
Yeah, you got the little
under the table here. I'm shaking my knee. And
is it better to have it here or
I want to be home.
If you're home, does your wife know? Does Nurse Nice know you alone?
Yeah, she usually does. Okay. Yeah, she somehow has talked herself into the fact that she is some sort of jinx.
Oh,
for the Royals in the playoffs or for KU basketball, so she will leave me alone because she believes it's her fault.
That's
something
nice. She's got a little of that.
I've never said that.
Secondary superstition.
Damn it! But that's what she thinks.
Well, that's because you at least at work, like it's. I know it shouldn't be this way, but at work it feels less important than when you're at home. Because when you're at home and if you're an ass to someone, then it just, I don't know. Those are the people that love you and like you're treating them like dirt simply because there's some random game on.
If it goes poorly at work, you like actually have something else to do and focus on, you know?
Well, I've said it. Ooh, what do we got? Oh, no. Sorry. Every now and then, like there's a ball hit and you're like, and then you look and it's a Dave Niehaus fly ball. You're like, yeah, whatever. The thing that honestly changed, I used to be way more of a involved fan. As far as letting games like pull a rop here, although the Mets are desperately trying to suck me back in and I'm fighting it. But mine was it really was. I had to like take a look at myself and be like, what am I doing? It was a decade plus ago and the Red Wings were playing the Penguins in the Stanley Cup Finals. And the Red Wings are the team that I root for the most. Red Wings and then Mets. And it was game 7 and the Red Wings lost. And I remember my kids, when they were little, even now, we always liked to watch hockey together. And I remember my wife having to come and take my kids out of the living room. I remember my wife being like, kids, let's leave dad alone. And I remember being so embarrassed at that. I didn't realize, but I was probably just being a nightmare to be around. And my poor little kids who were young at the time are just like, what is wrong with dad? And when your wife has to remove children from your general area because a bunch of Europeans who now live in Detroit are now taking on a bunch of Canadians that live in Pittsburgh, maybe it's time to reevaluate some things. And that game did change me for the better part of 15 plus years, where I have not gotten anywhere near as worked up since that day.
I had a similar experience. We were watching a Ducks game, and my stepdad takes it super serious, and he was holding one of my kids. It was like a year or two old, and he's flipping out holding my kid, and my mom goes, do you think you can either tone it down or maybe pass off the kid? And he's like, I'm just gonna have to pass off the kid. And he walks away. We're like, wow, couldn't dial it back just a little bit.
Yeah, dude, it's embarrassing. It is. It's like, you shouldn't ever let it get to that point. And yet, there we are. In my defense, it was game 7 on home ice, and they lost 2-1. I mean, hello. Yeah, there's going to be some curse words. Maybe something was thrown. I think a TV tray might have been. I think a TV tray might have caught the worst of it. And I think that's when maybe there was threat of some shrapnel going on. And maybe there was a pillow thrown across the room. And I think maybe that's when it was probably best that everyone clear out. And then you're just sitting there alone, like with the TV like on mute, and you're just sitting there on the couch like in some sort of weird shame state, and you're like, it's not good. It's not good. It's all bad.
All right, so we're going to find out how Lieutenant Dan is doing.
Lieutenant Dan.
Coming up next, we're going to hear from him. He is riding out the big storm like an American hero.
He's doing something.
Or an American dumbass.
I think that's probably the... Although, you know what? In today's day and age, that might be one and the same. You know.
Fair point.
Yeah.
We'll get to that next on The Fan. This umpire, I gotta tell you.
You've got some nice strike calls.
This umpire.
Yeah,
he's just really inconsistent.
Yeah, the strike zone's a little broad today.
Okay, now to Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
He is a mildly homeless man.
He has been homeless for 16 years, and he's missing a leg, hence Lieutenant Dan.
Yep. He looks like you'd think he'd look.
Yeah.
And he is riding out Hurricane Milton in the Tampa Harbor on his 20-foot boat.
Yeah.
Now, he's become somewhat of a viral sensation because he refuses to leave his boat. And this is, at last check, this is a once-in-a-lifetime storm, they're saying.
Yeah.
This is going to be here.
And here's the thing. The man is bowed up with confidence, because I guess the way he came to national prominence was what was the other hurricane they just had a month ago? Was that...
Helene.
You're doing great.
Helene.
Have we settled on Helene?
Helene, she was a violent bitch.
That bitch. So he's on his sailboat.
She is an aloof bitch.
And it broke free from the harbor, and it was drifting out to sea, and he was panicked, and no one would help him. And I guess a University of Tampa guy, a senior, went by and was like, hey, dude, this guy's in serious trouble. He's getting drug out to sea. No one would help him. And I guess he got someone to help him, and they got a rope out to the boat, and they pulled him. He was being drug out to sea in the storm surge. They drug him back. We were able to tie the boat up to the dock, and then they made a TikTok about it. They're like, oh, my God, we just saved this guy's life. Well, that's how people started. And of course, he's kind of a character. He's got no shirt on. He's got a bunch of tattoos. He's got one leg. So that's where people dubbed him Lieutenant Dan. And apparently that has now bowed up my man here to say, well, I rode out one hurricane in which I kind of almost died. And now he thinks this one that's going to be much worse, he's doing it again.
So here's what he sounds. Here's a little taste of Lieutenant Dan. Yeah.
All right, Dan, for the people that are new, explain to them why you're deciding to stick out a Category 5, one of the worst hurricanes in Tampa history, out on a 20-foot sailboat in Tampa Harbor.
My faith in God, my faith in man. God told me to come out here and get a boat. I came out here and got a boat. And everything that he's been telling me over the last 2 days is I'm doing the right thing. He's got my back. I'm in good shape. I ain't sweating it. We're going to ride this one out. We got set up the way we know what we're doing. And as long as the water just keeps rising, we'll be fine.
Will you be wearing a life jacket?
Hell no.
Are you going to be able to swim if it need be?
In circles.
Can you swim with one leg or what?
Yeah, I can float like a damn champ. But swimming, I just go in circles.
So the plan's just to stick it out here?
Yeah. I mean, the water's going to come in, it's going to rise. If you're on land, it's going to flood, you're risking drowning. I'm in a boat. The boat goes up with the water. So even if the boat goes up 100 feet in the air, I'm going to be up 100 feet in the air with the water. So it's really the safest place in the world to be is on my boat. And I got room for one more female.
Give the people some words of wisdom out there.
Listen, just, you know what to do. Just be safe. Don't do stupid shit. And we'll all be all right. We'll be here, you know, we'll be here tomorrow and the day after.
Perfect, man. Let's go. One day at a time. Let's do it.
All right.
Pretty ironic there. Don't do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Does he not realize that he almost died
in
the first one?
It appears he does not.
He was getting drug out to sea. And by the way, if God is telling you that, might want to start listening to a different God. I'm not certain that that's the advice you want to get. But the logic behind the rising tide, that's amazing. I've never heard anything so fantastic. Oh, yeah, if there's a 15-foot storm surge or 100-foot, don't worry. I'll be on top of it. Apparently, the safest place to be in a hurricane, on a small boat.
Do you want to hear a little bit more of him?
Yeah.
Just a little taste.
And speaking of rising tide, I saw a tweet from 20 minutes ago that there's been a big-time surge in Florida where water has come up 5-plus feet in the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, but he just... Didn't you hear him? He just goes up with the water.
Let's hear some more of him.
Okay.
All right, Jay, they're saying 20-foot storm surge.
Hey, it could be 120. It doesn't matter. The boat floats. That's the whole thing. Keep the water on the outside of the boat, and the boat will go up with the water and down with the water. That's what we want to do.
Can we please get you into a hotel?
No.
Everybody's been asking, man. We got to get you off this thing.
Listen, the only way I'm going to go to a motel room is if a woman invites me and she's going to stay. That's the only way I'm going. That's the only thing I'd give the boat up for is a girl.
A girl. So Jenny, for a girl. Even with the 150-mile-an-hour winds.
You know what? I ain't worried about that.
It's not worried, guys.
Listen, you see this tattoo right here? IGY6. I got your six. I got your back. Because God's got mine. So if I say I got you, I got you. And if I got you, God got you.
That doesn't even
I ain't worried
sense.
About it, man. I really, what am I going to fear? Dying? I just wait. My only fear is waking up tomorrow broke.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. So he doesn't fear dying.
No.
He kind of med dying.
Yeah.
He's like, eh.
It does feel like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Because why else would you stay out there?
Meth is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, he looks like he's on drugs.
Yeah, I would assume so. I did like that he said that God told him to move to Florida and get a boat. Where did you get a boat? You just occupy a boat? Because the boat doesn't move, hence it was getting drug out to sea. So the boat doesn't really have the ability to move, but it does float. That logic is fascinating. I appreciate, too, that like he's become a TikTok celebrity because this guy that he keeps posting TikToks about him, and people are trying to get him in a hotel room. And he's like, nah, I'm fine on my boat. Like, if he dies, you know, is there... Do you feel bad at all, or is it a little like, eh, man, you kind of poking, you were kind of poking the bear there a little bit.
I kind of feel bad, but not, I mean, you know, it's like, that's his, he made the choice.
Yeah.
My question is can you actually physically remove him from that boat? Like, should they go and say, dude, this is not safe, you cannot be here, we're taking it?
I would think, but I mean, I don't think you can physically remove someone. But I know they have.
Because then that's a lawsuit or something.
I would think, but they have mandatory evacuation zones.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know. But if you just refuse kicking and screaming,
Yeah, they, this, they're just like, whatever.
You're the same guy that's like, where's the Coast Guard to bail me? I also appreciate this one. Are you going to wear a life jacket? Not just no. Hell no. Because why would you want to wear a life jacket? Boy. And but as someone points out on the Vancouver text line, Suk, are you a minor TikTok celebrity? I don't think so. So who are you to tell Lieutenant Dan or Lieutenant Dan what to do? It's a valid point. I am not a minor TikTok celebrity or any TikTok celebrity of any kind. So, I mean,
modern day Harry Truman.
Yeah.
Mount St. Helens.
You know, I don't.
I think this guy dies. What do you think? Like, people are taking bets on him.
He could easily die.
Very easily die.
And honestly, I don't. I mean, I guess I have sympathy because he's too dumb and screwed up to realize. But at the same time, man, like, if you're that, I don't want to say dumb is the word. Just, I don't know, man.
He's dumb.
Defiant.
Yeah, if you're that defiant, you know, whatever, dude. Like,
he does want the tail, though, in the hotel room.
He does. He's very concerned. Well, my guess is he's a one-legged homeless man on a boat. My guess is he doesn't see a lot of ass. So, you know, this goes back to my Hookers for Heroes program that I've been trying to implement as part of my program. What if we had that? Like, we need, like...
Well, yeah, I was wondering, like, why doesn't somebody just send him a call girl or
They're
something?
Like, hey, Dan, I'll tell you what, buddy. You get off this boat. We got a professional for you waiting in the hotel room. Let's get you out of there. Let's get you safe, warm. Maybe get you a shirt, right? Some shoes. Get you off the boat. Get you a nice, lovely lady for the evening. You don't have to die in the harbor.
Vancouver Ford text line asks, has he considered that God is a big fan and really wants to meet him?
It's possible. I'm often like, again, I'm not here to crap on anyone's belief in God. You do you. But boy, it sure feels like God's telling people to do a lot of dumb things over the years. Wasn't the local kid, he went to that island with the natives. What is that island off the coast of New Zealand?
Senegal,
yeah. That guy said that God told them that he was supposed to go there and teach those people about Jesus. And then they ran a bunch of spears through his body. This guy's saying that God's telling him that he's right where he needs to be and that God's got his six. Boy, I got a question. I got a question what God's telling people. You got to listen to the guy on the other shoulder, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. We're getting our shoulders confused. Maybe turn to the right. How about this second opinion? Like if a doctor says, hey, I think we should amputate your leg, maybe go get a second opinion on that one.
Did you see the guy doing donuts in the water?
Yeah.
Downtown Tampa.
Yeah, he's just out in his boat.
No, he's in a car.
Oh, no, there's a guy in a boat out there running circles in the bay. Oh.
No, there's a video from, like, up above, like, a high-rise hotel or something.
Yeah.
Down in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And the water's kind of rising.
He's
just
spinning.
Yeah, he's doing, like, figure eights out there.
Yeah. There was a guy, and I think this was yesterday or maybe this morning. The storm hadn't officially hit. But, you know, a bunch of the tornadoes and water spouts have popped up.
Yeah.
And
they had like 9 tornadoes today.
Yeah. There was one and there's a video and it's a nice boat and there's two bros and it's a ways away, but there is a giant water spout and the sky's just all black and they're out there in the boat just, you know, just doing circles.
So is it official that it's made landfall and like it's blowing up Florida right now? Is that what's happening?
I think it's supposed to be hitting right now.
Because we're getting a lot of, I mean, I'm looking at some of the coverage and stuff, and it's kind of...
It seems like it's happening, like, right now. Because I saw another thing that was, like, they were showing a bunch of the water had been pulled out of the bay, like, by the storm, yeah, so it's going to be coming back in.
Yeah, that is freaky. Like, they were showing on some of the bridges and some of the seawalls.
Like, the levels have gone way down before they're going to come roaring back.
They were saying, like, a couple hundred feet out. You can just, it's just, there's no water. It's all been sucked out. And they're like, yeah, that's going to come back. Just FYI.
Mm.
Hopefully Lieutenant Dan isn't like, hey, you said there was going to be water. I don't see any water. My boat's just laying on the ground.
Opposite of a storm.
Yeah.
That's rough. All right. Coming up next, a man has murdered a mountain lion. Mm. But with what? Was it his bare hands?
He was a real man.
That's next. Here's Buckley.
They're eating the cats. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You've taunted the baseball gods, unfortunately.
I know.
Poke the proverbial bear.
God. And I just text Cooley. I said, here's where Stanton wins it for you.
You have said multiple right about times that you have no fear of Giancarlo Stanton.
No fear. I hate him. Yeah. And by the way, you want to talk about baseball being weird?
Yeah.
Basically, Giancarlo Stanton can't run because he's hurt.
Yeah. He's always hurt.
And Salvi Perez, of course, the Royals, one of the best catchers in baseball. How much would you have bet that Giancarlo Stanton would get a stolen base off of Salvi Perez?
Doesn't really seem likely.
Well, he did.
He did.
Earlier in the game. What is even happening?
Well, he just went yard.
He's 3-for-4. Yankees have just taken a 3-2 lead. In the top of the eighth.
Just setting up for the...
And you're right. This is all my fault.
Well, just, you know, you taunted.
I did.
You taunted. Boy, is this...
How many other Royals fans do you think it's their fault, too? Like, this happens to everybody, right?
Well, yeah. That gives me solace. Thank you.
Would you care to guess how many stolen bases Stanton has this year?
One. I was wondering what the odds would have been on betting that today. It's got to be an insane payout.
I'm going to say one.
Try again.
Zero.
How about in 2023?
When's the last time he had a stolen base?
There you go. This is a better one.
2018 maybe?
2020. But okay. Fun stat. Since 2018, Giancarlo Stanton has how many stolen bases?
Two.
One.
Well, two now.
That doesn't count in regular season stats. He now has as many stolen bases in this series as he does since 2018 in the regular series. That's kind of like, dude, that is amazing. I'm kind of blown away. And then don't forget, in 2017, he exploded with five big steals. Jeez Louise.
What do birds do during a hurricane?
They just fly away.
They just fly out of it?
Yeah.
Can they outfly it? Do they know it's coming early enough?
Animals know.
Well, I know animals know like when disasters are coming, but something like that, can they actually outrun that?
I think you just fly north. I think animals instinct.
You just fly up?
Well, no.
Above the eye of the storm.
You can't stay up there. I mean, birds do have to land eventually. I think they just probably get the hell out of there. They're like, nuts to this. You know.
What do zoo animals do?
I think they just, well, zoo animals at least get protected. I think the bad one is like the animals, like when wildfires hit, they're just, that's the one no one talks about, but they don't have anywhere to go. They're just screwed. And a lot of times there's fences, eventually even in preserves, you know, it doesn't end well. By the way, I have more Lieutenant Dan news. I guess people are now starting an anti-Lieutenant Dan campaign. They're pissed at him.
Well, they should be.
Yeah, well, I guess this, and again, take it for what it's worth, people have dug into Lieutenant Dan a little bit.
Uh-oh. So he's canceling Dan?
Well, so he's a California bro.
Oh.
And there is a lot of rumors that he came out to Florida specifically to ride out that first, the Helena or whatever, the first storm. That he came out to Florida, and before he came out, he started a GoFundMe and then tied his boat into that. And they're saying that that harbor that he's at is literally the worst possible spot in all of Tampa. She said that this lady's like kind of pointed out on this map that there's a couple rivers and there's three marinas that would be 1,000 times safer, but he refuses to go to either one of them, and that he's already up to over 20,000 on his GoFundMe. Despite the fact that people have offered him help and to get out of there.
Well, what is he?
He's just racking up money by doing this. They're saying that it's possible this whole thing was set up for him to basically be a grifter and make money off of tying himself to his boat in these hurricanes.
What about the part where he may die?
Yeah, that's
is that, I mean,
well, he's willing to risk it.
I saw something else where he once got arrested for hitting an EMT with a violin.
Yeah, he beat up an EMT that was trying to help him with a violin. I don't know where he got the violin, but he did a year in prison for beating an EMT with a violin.
Well, look, if that's the worst thing on his rap sheet, I'm okay with that.
And so people are pissed because, you know, he's already made $20,000 and there's actual real homeless people in Florida with nowhere to go, no money. And they're like, quit giving money to this D-bag. And no one cares about the actual people that don't have a boat, that don't have an option, that are literally stuck on the street with nowhere to go.
Yeah. Well, how about blame the people that are giving him money?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, and that's the unfortunate part is, you know, people see a story like this and they're like, oh, I'm donating to this guy. But if you said, hey, what about these group of people that are living in a, you know, under a bridge or whatever, they're like, street urchins, go to hell. And they're saying, if this guy would just take his boat and move it 700 yards across the way into a river and tie it up there, he would probably more than likely, I mean, there's no guarantees, but he would be way, way safer. But he's refusing to do so because then he couldn't be like, I'm riding out the storm because God told me
to. So this isn't about God or his scientific theories.
It does appear that it may be about his GoFundMe page.
Isn't it always?
Boy, the social media clout is maybe the most fascinating thing of my lifetime. What people are willing to do. I mean, I guess the money thing is never a surprise. Grifters are going to grift. You're always going to find a way. But the internet clout thing, that you are willing to risk your life simply for some clicks and some likes.
Yeah. Humans, man.
Yeah. Strange, strange world. It's like people that die taking selfies, you know. They go up in like these really dangerous like rock formations or whatever, and they hang off cliffs and take selfies and all that stuff just so you can post it to the gram and then a bunch of strangers are like, kick ass, bro. You know, middle of school shootings and whatnot, people take out their phones. So you got,
why do you think that so many human beings want that? Like, why do they seek that? Are they just lost souls? Were they ignored?
I think there's a ton of people that, like, before the internet, never got any recognition for anything at all.
Anything.
Like, not, yeah. you're you're not great at sports, you're not great at school, you're not great at your job, you're just a person. And like, and no one, but the internet gives you this outlet to find all these other people and mixed interests. And like, I think for some of these people, it's that you can finally get recognition for something in your life.
The best, and then, you know, they're all, there's no right answer to any of these things. The best explanation I ever heard, and it was a little, how would you say, a little existential for me, but I thought it really made a lot of sense. And it was, it kind of hit home. I was like, oh my God, because I've been fascinated about this for years. It blows me away how many times, with kids and even adults alike, and I've seen it with people in my own family that just are obsessed with like 1,000 people clicking and what they're willing to sacrifice for 1,000 random people to click a like button. And that's it. You get nothing else from it. Just the idea that someone clicks something or getting on a news channel, right? Someone doing a news story about you. And that 45 seconds that a bunch of random people see you on KGON or KGON, KGW, whatever. And this guy, he talked about throughout all of human history up until recently, probably, he said like in the last 100 years, right, is essentially when this changed. He said our only purpose for all human existence was what? When you woke up every morning from the beginning of human existence until roughly 100 years ago, what was the only object you had?
Survive.
Yeah, don't die. So that's like, he said that is hardwired into us for however long you want to think humans have been around, right? From Neanderthal or whenever you think humanity really arose. You had one objective, don't die. You woke up and you had to find something to eat. You had to find something to drink, and you had to make sure that nothing killed you.
You had to find some tutty.
You had to find some tutty, right? To keep it going. And that's all you did every day, and it gave you purpose, and it was hardwired into us. And he said somewhere in the last 100 years, and he said, yes, there's people in horrible parts of the world that don't have this, but he said even in really, really poor parts of the world, in the poorest parts of the United States, when you wake up, you're not going to die. It's almost a guarantee that you will have something to eat. You will have some clothes on your back. Survival is no longer an essential. And that now we are left with however a million years of hardwired DNA and our purpose is gone. And so without that purpose, we are desperate to find some sort of meaning in anything. And so people seek out purpose. They seek out validation. And when you have nothing else going on, sometimes other people telling you that you're great or that you matter or that you're liked or that you're whatever, that becomes someone's purpose. And a lot of times it's the people that seek out that stuff don't really have anything else going in their life. There is no purpose. And that fame becomes their currency. That becomes what gives their life purpose. And if that is your purpose, you will fight for it the same way that someone 100,000 years ago did, waking up to find something to eat or make sure that you didn't die.
Possibly that is an explanation.
It was one of those, and the way he put it, it was kind of one of those things where I was listening to it, I was like, that just, I don't know, it hit home. It made a lot of sense to me.
By the way, somebody just texted in, they're watching Padres Dodgers, and they said, you were talking about the Manny Machado base running thing?
Yeah.
They just said on the broadcast, unless a tag is being made, there are no restrictions on the base paths for a runner.
Really?
Yeah,
there's
no
tag. You can run wherever you want.
Well, if you think about it, like when you're rounding, like...
Well, not on the first base line,
not
though.
Not first base. No. But, you know, it does... I mean, guys do
feels
get
like
all...
it should have to be within reason, though. Like, you can't run in on the infield cutout, but that's kind of what he
well,
was
I
doing.
Well, I think you can.
Huh.
Actually.
Wow. Like, that's...
I always thought running
out of the base... You run a total zigzag if you wanted to?
I thought running out of the... I'm an idiot. Then.
That's first base.
I always thought running out of the base path was...
To avoid a tag would only be first base. Not allowed, but I guess
But then Julio got picked off on third. See, remember when Julio wandered off third and he wasn't paying it, or he was, like, getting out of the way of the bat?
Yes.
That didn't matter. He still could have gotten back. They threw him out.
Yeah.
But he was way over by the coach's box, and it was fine.
So if I think, and I'm convinced that Machado did it, the guy that had the ball throwing to second was way in on the infield. I can choose then to make sure I run in his path, no matter how far out that is.
Well, that's what Freddie Freeman said.
Essentially, if you're good enough to pull that off, you're allowed to do
Freddie
it.
Freddie Freeman said he would have done the same thing.
Because Machado, clearly, to me, he understood. Like, he's like, hey,
Yeah.
I'm running here, and it ended up hitting him. Bless. And that's the other one, too. I thought if you got hit by the ball, I thought that the runner was out.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's if you get hit by the batted ball.
Huh. Well, I mean, heads up play then by Machado. I mean, it sure seemed like that's what he meant to do.
All right. We need Bobby Witt to wake up here.
Someone said, by the way, Suk, that's also why people protest and fight for causes so much more these days, because they have the ability to do so without dying. Valid point. You know that you can go protest and there's no real consequences to you. Back in the day, not so much.
Yeah, somebody else said, hey, it'd be great if people did nice things for other people. That'd be cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, no. Yeah. We're pretty selfish creatures.
Bingo.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, well, let's get out of here. It's not looking good.
Question is, will you drive home listening to this?
Or I will.
Boy, nice play.
Damn it. I will drive home watching it.
Yeah.
Don't tell the don't
the
tell
authorities.
The police. Yeah, do you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've never ever done
now,
that.
I put it in the carrier thing.
Oh, you have a carrier. You have a little.
Yeah, for your phone. You know how you put your phone holder.
Like the mount.
The mount.
I just have mine in like the cup holder.
I put it in the mount and then I turn it.
Yeah.
So it's full screen.
Yeah.
But then I put it low so that nobody can actually see that I'm watching.
I worked with a guy for Sacramento Kings coverage, and for home games he had to drive down to the Bay Area for away games, I guess. From Sacramento, like 40 times a year, and he said he watched entire Netflix seasons of shows on his dashboard while he was doing that drive.
Is that right?
I'm like, that seems ill-advised.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Yeah,
seem...
don't do this, kids.
Well, that's illegal. Like, if you have a car with a DVD player, or you know whatever that, I guess now there's not many of those, but you know back in the day, it's illegal to watch it in front. It has to be, you know, in the back seat.
But, sorry.
Probably not a good idea to be distracted while watching Netflix things, but I'll have it sometimes where I'll put something on, and I usually just put it in the cup holder, and then I listen to it, and then occasionally if I need to, you can kind of glance down. But I don't have one of the, do you have it like mounted on the, like air in the air vent or suction cup or whatever?
Yeah, it's like a suction cup one.
Yeah.
It sits up by my, kind of like.
I have a little magnet one that goes right where my CD player should go. That's defunct, obviously.
Look, I just think they should have large screen TVs in cars now.
Yeah, cars basically drive themselves.
Well, yeah, every car could just be self driving. That'd be fine.
I have
maybe you need a Cybertruck.
Jeez, please don't. I have a phone mount on the handlebars of my bike, and I used to every now and then would because like you can keep a little map up. Kind of track where you're going. Every now and then I would have something on my phone, and that's the worst idea. If you think driving while watching your phone is a bad idea, try riding a bicycle. It is the worst possible thing
you
can do.
I just want to report that I'm careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're aware.
But it's a big game.
Yeah.
So.
You can't listen to the radio on the way home.
Well, sometimes I do that. Sometimes I just black it out and then just listen to the
call
through Bluetooth.
Sure. I do knew that.
That's
probably the better way to go about it.
Sometimes I do that.
You're only a couple steps away from that dude who got pulled over eating chicken watching football.
I know. Well, he was drunk, though.
That's the difference. Drunk.
Well, that's a pretty good ticket. You can get the same thing, right? I mean, they give you a ticket for dinking around on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a distracted driving ticket.
For sure.
Absolutely. I'm more likely to have that than anything else. There's times like you're just, you know, I don't know, eating a burrito or something, or you know, you're you know, it's by far the unsafest thing. Oh, there we go.
That's it.
The
Let's
unsafest
go.
Thing that we do.
First and third.
First and third. What? Oh, two outs.
Two outs. Yeah. Bottom of the eighth. I think.
Too bad Bobby couldn't steal that base. That would have.
Yeah. No kidding.
Would have scored him.
They did a pretty good job of holding him on.
Yeah, they did.
I think Melendez is up, and that's no good.
Reverse jinx, Rob. Reverse jinx. You've already done it once. Did you use it up?
Our own Giancarlo Stanton.
Did you already use up the reverse jinx?
All right. Do we have to go?
I think we probably
Is that why that music's playing?
I think that's
what it means.
It's only been.
Well, see, now
you haven't wanted to be here for an hour.
I know.
So.
And I can't leave now.
Now you're forced to
Now
stay.
I got
to
stay and watch.
Now you can watch on the drive home.
No, I can't. Not in this is a big moment.
You can't leave until this happens. Yeah. So now there's a mound visit.
I'll leave at the break, and Aaron Boone's out there, and Cooley's texting me. All hell's breaking loose. Well, we don't have a show tomorrow.
No.
Dan Lanning, our normal Thursday interview, will be on Friday.
Yes.
Along with Joey Herring.
Get you all dialed in for...
Gurrielza. Okay, perfect. I like this. This is a good signing.
All right.
And look, I know he's a cheating Astro.
He is a cheating Astro.
But
now he's your cheat. Bang on that trash can right now.
Yeah, totally. I'd be all for it.
Hell yeah.
By the way, the Ducks announced they're going all black with the blackout.
Yeah, it's the first one. The D'Anthony Thomas ones. It's the first set of uniforms that they released.
I saw a comment. Hopefully they're not dressing for a funeral.
Well,
Whoa.
All right. Everybody have a great night. We're back Friday, 3 to 7 on Thinking It.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.